Joyce Carol Oates fictionalizes the case of a 1980s rape hoax in her new novel. In the real-life case, a young black woman named Tawana Brawley said she was brutally raped and kidnapped by a group of white men in New York State. The false allegations captured the nation's attention, even more so when the Reverend Al Sharpton defended Brawley and named her supposed attackers. Alan Chu has this review of the sacrifice.
Oates sets her version of the story in the fictional town of Pascane in North Jersey. The girl, Oates calls her Sybilla Fry, is found in an abandoned factory near the poisoned river that flows through the city. Sybilla's in terrible condition. Allegedly, she's the victim of a gang rape by a number of white cops. Then an Al Sharpton-like character, the Reverend Maris C. Mudrick, enters the book, along with his twin brother Byron, who's a lawyer. These two turn a disturbing case of adolescent fraud into a full-blown, violent, racist fairy tale. "I'm the people's leader," Mudrick says to his brother. "They look to me for hope, and I give them hope. The crusade for justice for Sybilla Fry is but one chapter in the epic of Maris Mudrick's life," he goes on. But it's not the only chapter in Oates's rendering of this outrageous and daring story. She sympathetically embraces her characters, black and white, except perhaps for the deceitful huckster Mudrick, a figure rather Dickensian in his lust for acclaim and power. Will some readers want to quarrel with Oates's jarring depiction of black working-class life? Probably. In this provocative novel, she barges her way into territory where not many white writers have dared to tread, and produced a raw and earnest mix of fiery drama and the bone-cold truths of race as we live it today.
The book, The Sacrifice, by Joyce Carol Oates, is out next month. It was reviewed by Alan Chuse.